This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're going to hear now about the CIA's secret campaign against al-Qaeda in Pakistan. The agency has been using unmanned aircraft to launch missile strikes against suspected al-Qaeda targets. The campaign began under President Bush, and U.S. intelligence officials tell NPR that it has brought al-Qaeda to the verge of, quote, a complete defeat, unquote, in its sanctuary along the border with Afghanistan. President Barack Obama has been told about the reported success of the CIA campaign, and he authorized new missile strikes just 3 days after he took office. Here's more from NPR intelligence correspondent Tom Gelton.
A year ago this month, the director of national intelligence and the director of the CIA both went up to Capitol Hill and warned members of Congress that al-Qaeda was back, stronger than it had been in years, thanks to a sanctuary in Pakistan. A few months later, the CIA turned up the heat. Unmanned aircraft began targeting suspected al-Qaeda leaders and facilities in Pakistan on a routine basis. Now, U.S. intelligence officials are reporting the results of the ramped-up campaign. The al-Qaeda leadership has been decimated, says one official. Osama bin Laden and his top deputy are still on the run, but up to a dozen senior and mid-level operatives are said to have been killed. The enemy is really, really struggling, says another official. These attacks, he says, have produced the broadest, deepest, and most rapid reduction in al-Qaeda leadership in several years. One result of the campaign, the officials say, is some new tension between local Pakistani tribal leaders and the foreign-born al-Qaeda operatives who move through their area. The officials asked not to be identified because of the sensitivities surrounding the CIA campaign. Their claims could not be independently verified, and there will be some skeptics. Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism expert at Georgetown University.
I think we should always be hesitant in assessing the long-term impacts of this kind of damage inflicted on al-Qaeda because, of course, over the past 7.5 years, al-Qaeda's obituary has been written any number of times.
But Hoffman does note that the killing of a large number of al-Qaeda operatives would make it much harder for the network to replace lost leaders. That point is reinforced by a senior counterterrorism official. In the past, the official says you could take out the number 3 and number 4 just moved up. But, he says, if you take out number 3 and then numbers 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, it becomes a lot more difficult. U.S. intelligence agencies routinely monitor al-Qaeda communications. We know that they know how bad this is for them, the counterterrorism official said. We see al-Qaeda guessing, trying to figure out how this is happening. Bruce Hoffman of Georgetown University says one effect of the strikes against al-Qaeda leaders in Pakistan could be a demoralization of jihadi warriors in other parts of the world.
Might they not conclude if the United States can reach out and target these highly protected and highly valued individuals, what happens to the ordinary foot soldiers?
Intelligence officials cite various reasons for the alleged success of the CIA campaign. The agency is now using Reaper drones, an enhanced version of the Predator model used previously. The Reaper is capable of carrying 2 Hellfire missiles as well as precision-guided bombs. Officials also cite improved intelligence, some of it gathered by human sources on the ground in Pakistan. The officials are careful to say the reported success of the Pakistan campaign does not necessarily mean the al-Qaeda threat has diminished. As many as 100 fighters have already graduated from training camps in Pakistan and are said to be prepared for terrorist operations in the West. The officials also warn that the gains against al-Qaeda in Pakistan could be reversed if the Pakistani military pulls back from the tribal areas to focus instead on the border with India, where tensions are rising. At a Senate hearing last week, Defense Secretary Robert Gates was asked about recent criticism of the missile strikes by the Pakistani Foreign Ministry. In answering, he chose his words very carefully.
I think that the strikes that are being undertaken are... Well, let me just say, both President Bush and President Obama have made clear that we will go after al-Qaeda wherever al-Qaeda is.
And where might that be? Al-Qaeda has been defeated in one area before, only to pop up somewhere else. Its operations in Pakistan may be weakened, but officials say the network is now gaining strength in East Africa. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.